I have tried to run an issue-oriented campaign, which is what I believe the American people want to hear. They want to hear about what ideas we have to improve their lives, not just attacking each other every day. But what I do have to say, Charlie, you know, if we are getting attacked every single day by the Clinton campaign, I want them to know we're going to respond in kind. But I hope that we do not
do
have that.
Do you believe Secretary Clinton is unqualified to be president?
Well, does Secretary Clinton believe that I am unqualified to be
but
president?
But why can't you simply say yes? She has some of the a first-rate resume.
Absolutely.
In terms of a life in public service.
All that I'm saying, look, Charlie.
And she's one of the most qualified people.
She has years of experience. She is extremely intelligent.
So why can't you say?
Because she is, you know, I have some experience too. I have a pretty good record in Congress as a senator, as a mayor. I think I am qualified to be president. So to answer your question, you're right. We should not get into this tit for tat. We should be debating the issues facing the American people. All I am saying is that people are going to attack us. If they're going to distort our record, as has been the case time and time again, we're going to respond.
People are saying the tenor of this campaign has changed, and it's sounding more and more like the Republican campaign.
Let's not go that far. No.
But take a listen to this. This is what you said. You said that Clinton should apologize for Iraq war deaths. Do you really believe
for
Iraqi war deaths?
This is after I was asked to apologize for the tragedy in Sandy Hook. You know, put these things
again,
in a context.
But again, tit for tat.
It is tit for tat. But I, you know, I'm responding, you know, to attacks that are being made against me.
I'm asking where the tenor of this campaign is going. And is that going too far to say she bears responsibility for Iraqi war deaths?
Do I bear responsibility for the tragedy and the horrors of Sandy Hook? So, you know, let's get off of that. Of course she doesn't bear responsibility. She voted for the war in Iraq. That was a very bad vote in my view. Do I hold her accountable? No.
Do I hear you saying tonight that I'm embarrassed by these personal attacks that are taking place, and all I have done is respond to attacks, but I'm embarrassed, and they are giving a tone to this campaign that I don't like. I don't like the fact that I have to participate in it, and I wish it would stop on both sides.
Good.
I wish Bernie Sanders wouldn't
do it. I like it.
Are you willing to say that?
Yep. I am. Look, Charlie, you're looking at a guy who has been in politics for a long time, ran many elections in the state of Vermont. I have never run a negative ad in my life. In this campaign, as I'm sure you can appreciate, every other day, people are coming up to me and they say, aren't you going to attack Hillary Clinton on her emails? Aren't you going to attack the Clinton Foundation? And you know how many times I've done that? Zero. Let me finish. You saw me in a debate, right?
Yes.
When I was asked about emails, what did I say? I said, enough of these damn emails.
I just want to come back to the Iraqi thing one second and one more question. You have made a point that she voted for the Iraqi war. Other people did as well, many other people.
Yep.
Do you hold all of them responsible for the deaths of Americans?
Look,
then why say it, Senator? That's the question.
But why are... I am saying it because I was attacked.
You can't. That's not a reason. That's not a reason. I promise you to say I'm saying it because they attacked me.
Well, I mean, I hope you ask Senator Clinton, am I responsible? Look, you know, I'm being asked to apologize, so.
Come November 2016, if Hillary Clinton is the nominee, you will be supporting her.
I think the idea of a Donald Trump or a Ted Cruz presidency would be an unmitigated disaster for this country. I will do everything in my power and work as hard as I can to make sure that that does not happen. And if Secretary Clinton is the nominee, I will certainly support her.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Senator Bernie Sanders.